Bonnie Prince Billy here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Thanks for joining us here for Free Range Radio. And it's shortly after 10 o'clock, so that means it's time to talk to Lance for As the Worm Turns. Should be on the line here. Lance, can you hear us?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? How's the garden looking?
Well, it's wet right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We had a little bit of a hailstorm this morning, 3, 4 o'clock.
I heard it. Yeah, it woke me up.
Yeah. And lightning and thunder, and whoa.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So Ted and I have been up since 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, wow. You're a trooper. You don't sound like it at all.
No. I will. It's fine.
Yeah. So did the hail damage anything?
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
The leaves, I don't know if it was just sort of more slush than hail, but the leaves on the plants look fine.
Mm-hmm.
At this point. But anyways, just a few things. I did want to comment last week when I was talking to Patrick. He was asking, somebody was wondering why their potatoes didn't grow so well. So, I commented on too much fertilizer and too much water. But there's one other thing there, if people are listening, is the quality of the seed potato.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're saving your own, they're good for about 2 years, and then you need to buy a new seed potato. They just get sort of diseased or buggy or something, and they won't produce very much after that.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So let's see. The wheat I planted about 3 weeks ago was up, all this nice moisture and stuff, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Corn is all cleaned up, and I ran it through the shredder. They even dig up the rootstocks and... that's all in the compost.
All right.
Yeah.
So a lot of moisture here lately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It slows things down, and what it really, I've been trying to get ready to plant garlic, which I'm going to do in about 10 days, and that's been a real slow process with all this moisture.
Yeah.
Digging the ground and stuff.
How worried should we be about these hail showers? Should we be prepared to protect the plants at all costs, or can they usually get out all right?
Well, if you still have apples on the tree, you don't want to pick them,
because
they'll get really beat up. As far as leaf stuff, it just tears the leaves up. It doesn't really hurt. The plants aren't really going to be growing that much more. But I still have some cabbage out there. If it's going to really hail or seemingly do that, I'll take the cabbage. Well, I'll cover the cabbage.
Right.
Yeah, I have tarps for all that. And the other thing I was thinking of was this is the stuff that I still have in the ground, still harvesting. I have beets, I have kohlrabi, I have kale, chard, daikon. Daikon's a long white Japanese radish, normally white, but I also have a red one. I have green and red cabbage out there. I have lettuce, cilantro, spinach, peas, and carrots. So those are things that are still out there growing slowly. I did put some more manure tea on the cabbage. They weren't growing enough yet. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you have a bountiful supply.
Oh, yeah.
Still to be harvested. That's great news.
Yeah.
We're joined in the booth here by KVNF Board President Linda Batchgalupi. Linda, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to hop in here and talk to Lance for a second.
Sure.
Last fall, Lance, you gave us a winter prediction based on, and I don't say the name of the worm right, but...
Oh, the woolly worm.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I haven't seen too many, but the ones I've seen, it looks like a long fall and average winter and a short spring.
And what do you base that on? I'm asking because last year when you talked about them, I hadn't seen any at my place. And this year they're at my front door, they're in the garden, they're in the woodshed, they're everywhere.
It's the length of the bands, the colors,
right,
from the head to the middle. And then from the middle is the winter. So the fall is from the length of the head back towards the head. The middle is the winter, and the rear end is the spring.
Okay. So could it be different at my place? Because I think that the black band is like a little more than a third of the body, right in the middle.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There is, like, I haven't seen enough to really make...
a prediction.
Yeah, a prediction on that one. You have to go start looking at a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And right now that's what I've been seeing here, but we'll see what's going on around around the rest of the valley.
Yeah, that's easy to remember. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, Lance. Well, thank you so much for joining us and offering your tips. We appreciate it, and stay dry.
I will. All right, you guys take care.
You too.
Bye.